This is Faith Works Live, brought to you by Baldwin Heating and Plumbing, 515-371-4036. Now here's the host of Faith Works Live, Michael Damascus.
It's cold. It's snowing. Hopefully that doesn't describe your living room. And if it does, that means your furnace is not working right. So you need to call Baldwin, B-A-L-D-O-N, Dallas County's oldest, Baldwin Heating and Plumbing, and they will come and get you working like you need to have it working in your living room. So 515-371-4036. That's 515-371-4036. My name is Mike Damascus, and I am the host, guest one here on FaithWorks Live, and I am so glad that you are tuning in to 99.3 FM, The Truth. We have guests with us today. Tim Overland's normally here with me, the director of Personhood Iowa. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Mike.
Glad that you're here. Chris Roloff is holding all things together by the power of his lovely beard. Hello, Chris. He's waving. Also, joining us today, and this is going to be the crux of our show today, I've got the director, the new-ish director of Agape Pregnancy Center, Steve Siemens. Hello, Steve.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm great. I'm glad that you're joining us today. And
Thank you.
Steve, you've been in the role of the director at Agape now for how many months?
I started June the 1st.
June the 1st. Okay, so we're coming up on 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I mean, this is kind of a thing. I mean, when I heard, you know, first off, they're bringing in a guy? I mean, you don't normally think of that.
I think the whole staff thought that.
But it really is a good match, to be honest with you. And you've got a pretty incredible vision, and I want to get to all of that. But, Steve, tell me a little bit about yourself for our listeners. Tell me, you know, who you are here in Iowa. And then not only that, how did you become pro-life and even get interested in the pro-life movement?
Well, I'm an Iowan by birth and an Iowan by choice. I was born in Fort Dodge, Iowa, and my dad farmed in Humboldt, Iowa. 1959, he sold the farm, went to college, and became a pastor. He pastored a church in Brooklyn, Iowa, my junior high and high school years. And so Iowa's my home. In 1977, came back to Iowa after teaching at Platte Valley Bible College in Scottsbluff, Nebraska, and taught at Iowa Christian College here. And then in 1980, was named president of Iowa Christian and served in that capacity until 1989. The college closed, and then I started a company called Siemens People Builders, a professional speaker and trainer and consultant, and traveled the world doing that. Was not looking for a job, but somebody approached me and said, would you consider the executive directorship of Agape? And I said, I'll pray about it. And I did. And here I am.
Wow. So I, in terms of your role with Siemens People Builders and going out and speaking, I mean, you spoke in a lot of venues and a lot of places. I mean, not just in churches, but I mean, in the corporate realm all over.
Yes.
'Cause we had you at our church way back in the day. I was fresh at Fort Des Moines Church of Christ when you came, honestly.
Did he give you any pointers?
Huh?
Did he give you any pointers?
I tried to give him three. But don't ask me what they were.
Yeah, well, actually, I still have in my office hanging up a poster from when he was at our church.
It
just says no negativity,
mm-hmm.
which
nice.
I want that to be around all the time.
How's that working out?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. The doors that God opened spoke 90% in the corporate world, about 10% in the church world. And over that time since 1989, was blessed to speak in every state in the United States and 22 countries. And
wow.
It was a passion of mine, something that I loved doing, and had the opportunity to influence people from a biblical frame of reference that I didn't as a college president, because I got behind the secretary and got into the office of those CEOs and people in leadership.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's great. I loved what you did in that role, and now I love what you're doing with Agape. And I guess it's got to be kind of a big change of venue. I mean, you were a Bible college president. You stepped in from, you know, teaching to becoming a Bible college president. Then you went on from that to being a motivational speaker. Then you went on from that to the director of a crisis pregnancy center. That's kind of an eclectic change.
It probably is not a career path I would have thought about, but people are people and needs are needs.
Amen.
And so the opportunity to invest in the lives of people, to develop leaders as well as fulfill what God wants us to do and be in this world is something that motivates me, something that excites me, and something that I love doing.
Have you always been pro-life?
I have.
Well, that's good.
That was never an issue.
That's awesome. So that wasn't even a change for you at all in that
realm. It was not. In this position, I have an opportunity to influence people to continue that journey and that path and that belief where, you know, those opportunities weren't as open and valuable in Siemens People Builders.
Right.
But No, I've been pro-life and will continue to model that.
Sure. So tell me a little bit about this. I mean, you've been in it now long enough that you are getting a pretty good understanding of what a crisis pregnancy center does. Did you kind of have, a full understanding before you came on as the director?
Well, I'm not going to tell you that I had a full understanding, but I'm not going to tell you I was completely dumb either. I understood the mission, I understood the opportunity, but I did not really understand the impact that we have every day on those gals and our girls and guys that come through the door. When you have the opportunity to influence them with the grace and unconditional love of Jesus and have the opportunity to help them in their decision-making by talking to them and sharing with them good alternatives, that's impactful, and that's something that I treasure and something that, quite frankly, motivates me to get up in the morning and get to work.
So we're talking with Steve Siemens. He is the director at Agape Pregnancy Center right here in Des Moines. And Agape is located on Martin Luther King Parkway. It's like 2550 Martin Luther King. And I'll tell you, I love Agape. FaithWorks Live has loved Agape for a long time. There's several reasons for that. One reason is named Rachel. Another reason is named Shannon. My wife volunteers there.
She does.
And daughter-in-law
may I just say,
works there. Yeah.
Since you're here, she's probably the best volunteer we have. And your daughter-in-law is the best nurse I've ever met in my life.
Well, that's great.
Am I doing okay?
You're doing fantastic.
Okay.
It's exactly what I
you guys are sliding back and forth on the table there.
You don't need to know everything that goes on under the table.
Now, I honestly was introduced to Agape. I knew about Agape, but I was introduced to Agape and the full breadth of what they do through my daughter-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And she, at the time, was a volunteer there. And when I learned about the things that she was doing, and just as a volunteer,
mm-hmm.
Got kind of overwhelmed. I was like, wow, I didn't know they did all of that. I mean, I knew that, you know, you helped young women that were pregnant. I didn't know a lot more. And man, the scope and the breadth of Agape's ministry every single day.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Is amazing to me.
And I want to take it just a little different direction for a moment. I am amazed that a young person like Rachel would volunteer. And we have other Rachels that do that as well,
mm-hmm.
which absolutely blesses my heart, because when people of that age have that kind of commitment to pro-life and to influencing people to make good decisions when they've made some bad choices, that's very cool and very awesome.
I cannot argue one bit with that. I think it's incredible. And my wife has become an apologist, an evangelist for Agape. She is out there trying to recruit young volunteers as well all the mm-hmm. time. And she's like, you know, we're sitting down with young families in our church, and she'll say, hey, you know what? You would be a really good counselor at Agape.
Absolutely.
She just does that all the time. She's putting that bug in people's ears. My wife loves doing it.
Mm-hmm.
The people that she gets to interact with, the people that she gets to minister to, it's different than just being a normal preacher's wife.
Absolutely. And for the first time in my life, I've been a part of an organization that is volunteer-driven.
Mm.
I've understood the importance of volunteers. We've always used volunteers. But I want to tell you, these people that come and volunteer are our lifeblood.
Yep.
And they keep the doors open. The work that they do is absolutely invaluable. Their commitment is impressive, and every day we have three to six, sometimes eight volunteers that come that absolutely influence people in a positive way, and I'm grateful and amazed at their commitment and their dedication.
We're talking with Steve Siemens. He's the director of Agape Pregnancy Center right here in Des Moines, Iowa. You may be familiar with Agape because I've mentioned them a time or two. And if you remember, in 2017, we had our week-long Agape-a-thon right here on FaithWorks Live, and we raised over $12,000 to help Agape get that new fancy ultrasound machine that they use every day.
We do.
And that's pretty nifty. It's something that's kind of a badge of honor in my book, just that we were able, the listeners of this show were able to help out with in such a great way.
And you should be proud of that. It's amazing to me how God provides through people like you and your listeners, donors that believe in the mission and rise to the occasion to support it. And that's been very humbling, but also very, very encouraging.
And you've heard me say this before, and you know this, Steve, but when a woman sees an image of her baby in the womb from an ultrasound, she can hear that beating heart, that means she is profoundly more likely to keep that child than she would be had she not seen that
image. Absolutely. Yeah.
And the percentages, I don't know what they are.
85%.
It's huge. Yeah, it's a big, big number. So it has an amazing impact on her life, and when she sees that image of that baby in her womb, it just all becomes real. Mm-hmm. It's not theoretical anymore. It's not academic. This is a real baby, and I really am having this child, and I need to do what I can to protect it. It kind of, like, if it's not turned on yet, it kind of turns on that mommy switch.
Well, sure, it's what we talked about with heartbeat, right? I mean, it's hard to deny. It's not saying that makes you a person. But it's hard to deny when you hear that heartbeat that's not a life.
Absolutely.
A clump of cells doesn't beat like that.
Yeah. And I'd love to talk to you about that new ultrasound machine. That thing's fancy, man. I wanted to get gelled up and have an ultrasound done.
But I asked Rachel to do that too, and she wouldn't.
I know. Apparently there's like codes and stuff that you got to follow.
And all of that stuff, you know, you just ought to forget once.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, it is an amazing piece of equipment, and it's not a toy. I mean, I know when my daughter-in-law became nurse manager, she had to go through extensive training for weeks, and it's a big deal. But man, what an important, profound thing. We're talking today with Steve Siemens. He's the director of Agape Pregnancy Center right here in Des Moines, Iowa. We're going to continue talking with him. If you got any questions for Steve about Agape, give us a call or text us 515-727-5842.
This is FaithWorks Live, brought to you by Baldwin Heating and Plumbing, 515-371-4036. Now here's the host of FaithWorks Live, Michael Damascus.
I want to talk to you about something incredibly, incredibly important and valuable to you and your family. I want to talk to you about the beef that you're eating and consuming in your household. But not the kind of beef that you can go to a grocery store and just pick up off the shelf. I'm talking to you about farm fresh beef, farm to table beef that's good for you and your family. Beef that has not been injected with antibiotics or steroids. Onimus beef is what I'm talking about. And if you want to get this beef, you have to make an investment to do so, an investment in time and money. But man, is it worth it. The way to do it is to call David Onimus, the farmer himself, at 515-238-7505. That's 515-238-7505. My name is Mike Damascus. I'm the host, guest one here on FaithWorks Live, and I am supremely honored that you are tuning in to 99.3 FM, The Truth, to join us on Life Tuesday. Tim Overland, the director of Personhood Iowa, is here with us. Hello, Tim. And we're being
Mike.
Produced by Chris Roloff.
Wake up, Chris.
As well. We've got a guest in studio with us today. Steve Siemens, the director of Agape Pregnancy Center, is with us. And I'm so glad that Steve's here. I know that you, the listener, and myself, we have a special just heart place for Agape and what it is that they do. And I am excited that Steve's here to talk about Agape, but to refresh us a little bit on who Agape is, what Agape does. Tell us about that, Steve.
Well, let me just give you some facts and figures from this year, which is pretty impressive. So far this year, we've performed 639 pregnancy tests. We have done 311 ultrasounds and 165 STD tests.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing. Our Earn While You Learn, which is opportunities for our clients to come back and go through classes on prenatal parenting classes. We've conducted 492 Earn While You Learn classes. And our donors provide good clothing for us to give away in the, or to sell in the store, not give away. But if you come to an Earn While You Learn class, you can earn Agape Bucks, and then you can go to the store and buy baby supplies, clothing, very reasonable and very cheap, which is a great way.
To jump in, you said that the Earn While You Learn classes, 492.
Right.
And these are classes that are typically about an hour apiece.
They're an hour apiece. They're a DVD-driven class. One of our patient advocates works with the client and helps lead that class, but it's an excellent opportunity, good curriculum, good material, and ways for them to learn skills and tools.
Almost 500 hours.
Yes.
Of young people coming in and being educated on how to be a parent, on prenatal information, all of those kinds of things, and all of it done under the guidance of Christians who are usually getting the opportunity to pray with and counsel these individuals that come in.
Absolutely. They have the opportunity not only to pray with them, but to share life with them, to share the gospel with them when appropriate, and just incredible opportunities. These ladies develop relationships with those clients where they ask for that certain volunteer each time, and they come back because that person's going to be there, which developing just that relationship is so cool to watch and helpful to everybody, not only the volunteer, but the client as well.
It is an amazing thing. And as you know, the husband of one of your volunteers, I see my wife sometimes come home with both a burden, it seems like, on her heart, and you know, she can feel the weight of just the struggle and the pain that some of these folks come in with. And I've seen her come home with just a spring in her step, so excited because like maybe she got the opportunity to pray with a young Muslim woman in the name of Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
And that's who else gets that kind of opportunity?
Very few people.
It's an amazing thing. And that's all because of the ministry opportunities that Agape provides on a daily basis.
Yeah. One thing, and we're getting ahead of ourselves here, but one thing we're doing is we're offering more Spanish, Earn While You Learn, because we have several people that need that, want that, and that's a population that we have not done a good job of reaching. And so we just ordered a brand new curriculum with 52 lessons so they could come once a week for the next year and get a different lesson, a different material that would help benefit them, but it's in Spanish and will make us way more effective.
That's fantastic.
The other thing that's really cool so far is we've served almost 1,700 clients this year.
Wow.
And our volunteers have given 4,209 hours to Agape and our ministry.
Oh, my goodness. Over 4,200 hours of volunteer work.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. It's not like, I mean, we're talking about a crew, though. I mean, you have a good number of people that volunteer at that organization.
We have right at 33 volunteers. Okay. We're in the process of training about 10, 12 more because we always need more volunteers. These ladies are just cool ladies. I mean, they are spunky, they're fun, they're driven. They're there to make a difference in the lives of those people that come through the door, as well as the lives of the staff. So there is just a sweet spirit at Agape. There's a fun spirit. But those ladies every day are investing not only in our clients, but in us as staff people at Well. And we're just better people because of it.
And you were surrounded by women every single
totally,
day.
Totally, yes. And that's not bad.
No, that's not bad.
But it is different.
Yeah, absolutely. It probably takes a little bit of an adjustment.
It has taken a little bit of adjustment because I can come in to go to work and go right to work. I don't have to visit with everybody and tell what happened last night and talk about my kid or any of that. I mean, I can just go get my office.
But there you go.
I'm learning that's not always the way it happens.
Yeah, well, we're talking with Steve Siemens. He's the director of Agape Pregnancy Center. We're talking a lot about the fact that this is not only a volunteer-driven organization. They rely heavily on the volunteer, but these volunteers are helping bring people to Jesus Christ, and that's almost on a daily basis through the ministries that Agape provides. One of the things that you had mentioned is you're training almost a dozen more or so people. If somebody was interested in wanting to learn about volunteer opportunities at Agape, what would they do?
Our volunteer coordinator or director of client services is Mary Beth Boyd, and she would be the person that you would talk to at the center.
Okay.
And she will help you learn the process and start that process of going through training. We put our volunteers through extensive training.
Right.
Extensive.
And my wife went through the counseling training,
yes,
all of that stuff. It's not, I mean, it took her a long time.
Well, there's about 24 hours of DVDs that you need to watch,
right,
as well as be observed and observe. When I first heard that, I thought, wow, that is significant. But after seeing the impact the volunteers have on our clients, the opportunity they have to help influence them, we want them as trained as best as we can. And so it's worth the effort, and it's worth what they have to go through to the volunteer.
It's an incredible investment, but it pays off big time.
It does.
We're talking again with Steve Siemens. He's the director of Agape Pregnancy Center right here in Des Moines, Iowa. And he's going to be with us for the next half hour as well. So if you've got any questions, you want to ask him about Agape, why don't you give us a call, 515-727-5842.
This is Faith Works Live, brought to you by Baldwin Heating and Plumbing, 515-371-4036. Now here's the host of Faith Works Live, Michael Damascus.
Agape Pregnancy Center has served people in the Des Moines area for over 30 years. They offer accurate information to help you make an informed choice. At Agape, you're going to find a team of people who will listen to your questions and concerns about pregnancy, abortion, STDs, and other issues as well. Their services are free of charge always because they know sometimes you just need someone to listen. So give them a call today to set up an appointment at 515-255-0243. That's 515-255-0243. And we are blessed today because we have the director of Agape Pregnancy Center right here with us in studio. Steve Siemens is joining us today, as well as Tim Overland, who's usually always with us on Life Tuesday. But Steve, it's a pleasure to be able to talk with you. And you've been in the role of the director of Agape for coming up on 6 months. And it's been a little bit of a transition for you. We received a text as well that I want to share that concerning our last segment.
Yes, the texter said, please tell Steve that we are happy we have been able to introduce him to a new workplace social dynamic.
Well, we will have a staff meeting tomorrow.
There you go.
And I will find out who sent that, and I will have to decide what to do.
Yeah, there
it
you
will
go.
Probably involve chocolate.
I was saying maybe they should bring in more donuts.
Yes, donuts would be great. But
maybe I'll just say it in advance. Thanks, Stacy, for that text. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing how we know that?
Yeah. Well, Steve, I'm really, really jazzed to be talking with you because I have got to hear you share some of your vision for where you want Agape to be headed. And this is exciting to me because there are some things coming up on the horizon that can really even expand big time what it is that Agape is doing.
Yes,
so let's talk about that.
Yes, there are. And thank you for letting me talk about that. It's amazing to me what Agape's done the last 30 years.
Mm.
And it's been powerful. It's been real. It's changed lives. But the potential that we have is absolutely bigger and greater and more exciting. And so the direction that we're going, I think, is just pretty awesome in the fact that I believe God is leading us that direction and wanting us to start getting out of our comfort zone. You know, when you've been in a ministry for 30 years, it's easy to get comfortable doing the same,
right,
and thinking the same and being the same. Every once in a while, you need to just absolutely rock the boat and turn it upside down. And so the last few months, we've rocked the boat. I'll put it this way. I've rocked the boat because I think that's part of my job. I think it's to help us make sure that we're reaching our potential and doing what needs to be done. There's a house at top of the hill up from in the back of our property that our parking lot touches. So the second day that I was there, I said to Stacy, I'm going to walk up the hill and introduce myself to those neighbors so that they know me and I know them and we can kind of help each other watch. Well, she said, Freedom for Youth owns that, and it's empty and it's been vacant for several months. Mm. So I talked to Freedom for Youth and said to them, and this is almost the second, third day of my job. I never talked to the board about this. if you're ever interested in selling that house, we're interested. Well, long story short, it has become available to us, and we're in the process of working on that. We have $160,000 towards the $350,000 that we need. I got news today from the architect that we're not going to have to do a lot of expensive changes to bring it up to code, to
nice.
Turn it into a commercial, which is an answer to prayer.
Yes.
And so we are moving full steam ahead because that gives us the classroom space, the office space, the gathering space that we do not have in our current facility. Everything that we have in our current facility is being used, and we're on top of each other. Case in point.
No, that's really true. I've been there.
It is true. And when you are in there, you understand that. But we just hired a director of development who starts Monday. I have no place to put him office-wise.
Hmm.
So we really believe that that will expand our ministry, give us the space that we need in the current facility to reconfigure the building, use it more effectively for the ultrasounds as well as the Earn While You Learn classes, and be able to expand our services to men. We do not do a good job of meeting the needs of men. When that boyfriend or that husband or that significant other comes, they sit in the parking lot or they sit in the waiting room. Mm. That's wasted opportunity from my perspective.
Right.
So we need to have a men's program where that woman is in the session with our counselors. That guy will be there as well in another room, and start helping men be men, understand the importance of fatherhood, understood the importance of being a good spouse, raising kids, and those kinds of things, which are going to be very, very beneficial. So that is a direction that we're working on. We believe that we need to have a satellite campus in Indianola.
This is one of the most exciting things to me.
I'm excited about it, too. A couple years ago, there was some work towards that, mm-hmm. and then it kind of got dropped. We're going to reopen that and do the investigating that needs to be done. But our goal is to have a full-fledged pregnancy center in Indianola by the campus at Simpson by May of 2019.
That's wonderful.
We believe that people south of there will come to Indianola and be served versus driving all the way to Des Moines to be served.
Right.
So that's going to expand our outreach and our ministry. So the house is a top priority. The men's ministry is a top priority. Offering to Spanish is a top priority. The Indianola campus is, and then we're in conversation right now with the women's prison in Mitchellville, and to offer post-abortion healing classes to the ladies that are housed at the correctional facility.
Wow. Now, you guys do post-abortive counseling already.
We do. We offer that class when there's a need or there's enough interest to take it. With the house that we will be able to acquire, we'll be able to have a classroom suitable to do that.
Right.
And make that happen even on a more regular basis.
And I think that would be great because the woman in that house setting, it would be, I think, just a lot more conducive than coming into what's kind of like a clinic environment almost,
yes.
Then, you know, that just that alone can stir up some bad stuff, you know what I mean, in a woman's heart.
Absolutely. And so here's a difference between me and the women there. I mean, my question was, why can't we just use a conference room? I mean, that works for me. The response was, hey, we want something warm. We want something totally different than a sterile conference room, which I understand now. So it does give us that opportunity.
Yeah.
The cool thing about the house is everything in the house goes with the house. So the furniture that we need is there. We're not going to have to buy anything. We're going to have to make a few alterations, but we can move in there and start using that as a ministry place, and it touches our property. The parking's there. There's just so many reasons why that is such a great opportunity.
We're talking with Steve Siemens. He's the director of Agape Pregnancy Center. Let me ask you about that house. I mean, because I know that there's bedrooms and stuff in there, and, you know, furnished bedrooms, all that stuff. And I know that you're wanting to probably convert a lot of that stuff to utilize in classroom settings and all, you know, all of that. But would there ever be a sense of having maybe a bedroom as a kind of a temporal shelter for a woman to help her in a hard place until she could get, you know, something? Is that a thought? Or
it's been a thought. Mm-hmm. And at this point, my philosophy of leadership is you entertain any thought, and then you find out if you can't do it or you can do it.
Right.
So, you know, all of the rules, regulations for that kind of opportunity, I don't know.
Right.
But we would certainly entertain that. There's nothing off the drawing board. Everything's on the table.
It just provides more opportunities, ultimately.
And we want to be an organization that meets the needs to the best of our ability in any and every way possible. Hopefully differently than what we've done in the past.
Tim, you were going to ask a question.
Yeah, just as I'm kind of listening to Steve, what you're talking about, you know, your vision is, you know, we've worked with the fellowship, and your predecessor was involved with the fellowship here in Iowa, mostly central Iowa, but around the state, and thinking about those services. But one of the things we always were trying to work on is, how can the church come alongside? I know we've talked about volunteers and that type of stuff, and that's what people generally think of. Well, I can go answer the phone, or I can go do those things, or obviously cash is always important for these ministries. But how can the church come alongside, capital C, come along and help you with, whether it's through these classes, whether it's ministry, what are some of the things that, you know, we have personhood groups all around the state now, or around the city in particular. How is it we could come and, you know, help you guys do some things maybe outside of the normal volunteer?
Well, I think one of the ways that churches can help is to really know who we are and what we do and refer people. I'm amazed at the number of churches, let's put it this way. I'm amazed at the number of people that drive by Agape that have come in for a tour, or I've invited them in and they said, we've driven by here and we didn't have any idea what you're doing. So if we can help churches understand the value and use us, that'd be awesome.
Talking with Steve Siemens, Agape Pregnancy Center right here in Des Moines, Iowa. We'll be right back.
This is Faith Works Live, brought to you by Baldwin Heating and Plumbing, 515-371-4036. Now here's the host of Faith Works Live, Michael Damascus.
Personhood Iowa believes that all human life is created equal and sacred without exception. Therefore, every person deserves to be protected by law from fertilization until natural death. Personhood Iowa is a Christian organization that meets with churches, pastors, small groups, legislators, and community leaders all across the state. Their goal is to defend human life through education, legislation, and service to make the killing of the preborn person something that is unthinkable. And I'll give you a suggestion for supporting Personhood Iowa. Go to the website prolifechristmas.com. All one word, prolifechristmas.com. You can find Christmas presents to give to your friends and loved ones, and you're going to be doing something to help make your pro-life position a livable thing, an actionable step, not just a declared statement. And Personhood Iowa is a really great organization to be supporting. If you want to support them directly, go to personhoodiowa.com/donate, and you can do that. But personhoodiowa.com or go to prolifechristmas.com. Prolifechristmas.com. Got any fillers on that, Tim?
No, other than I'm getting some final stuff. You know, we were talking about before the show that I don't have my pro-life t-shirt on. I do. It's just under two layers because I was going to be outside a little bit. But we're working on rectifying that with some long sleeve pro-life t-shirts.
Nice.
Kind of like the white t-shirt you had the other day with that same saying on it.
Yeah.
But we're going to do some long sleeve,
right,
kind of colorful stuff.
My shirt says personhood, the radical idea that you shouldn't kill a human being.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah. So we're going to do that with some catchy stuff
like
and long
sleeve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll two orders right off the bat here as soon as I'm done.
So we're talking today with Steve Siemens. He's the director of Agape Pregnancy Center right here in Des Moines. He shared in the last segment some of the vision that he has for Agape, and it just super exciting. One of them is purchasing this home that's literally touching the property of Agape already. It's currently owned by Freedom for Youth, and they really aren't utilizing it at all. And so it's something that would be really helpful for the ministry of Agape right now. And it would be kind of, once they purchase it, almost like plug and play, just get in there and get going almost.
I tell everybody it was built for us.
Yeah. Which is,
I mean, it is. It's something we move into and start ministry immediately.
That's wonderful, and it really just expands what you're doing right now. It does some of the things that you're doing right now. It could make it better. All of that. It's a plus in every realm. And then one of the things that you shared that I think is so cool is the idea of having another clinic, a satellite clinic, open up in the city of Indianola, which is, you know, what, 25 miles south of Des Moines. And here's why I think that is so great. The women that are going to drive up from Milo or Lacona or, you know, Indianola even, to come to an Agape, to get to Agape, they have to pass right by Planned Parenthood.
Yes, they do.
Why give them even a moment's pause on something like that?
I agree.
So opening up a clinic there means it's just readily accessible for them to have the same great services that Agape is providing right here in Des Moines, but it's just right there in their backyard in Indianola.
Yep. Not only do we need to have a presence in Indianola close to Simpson College, high school as well, but they do have the opportunity to drive by an organization that we don't want them driving by. So
exactly.
Well, that's on two major state highways,
it
too.
It is. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, you're kind of, a lot of people that don't get out of Des Moines much don't understand. It's a big growing community, and it's right on the highway. Both
it
directions.
Is. Right. Yep.
Yeah. Cause you got Martinsdale if you're heading west, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it really is a win-win. And, I think it's a big need in those rural areas outside of Des Moines like that. Although Indianola, like you said, is a growing community, but it's still very rural. And a lot of the surrounding area comes into Indianola. Indianola is the big city for that area. And so that would be such a great, great outreach, I think, in that community. And I'm praying right now for it. I know with some pastors in that area that are already excited about that possibility. And so it's a really great thing. When would you see something like that maybe being able to happen?
Well, our goal is to have it up and running by May of 2019.
Wow, that is so cool. I mean, you said that when you said that,
but that's
like
our goal.
Fast.
It is fast.
But that's awesome.
Once we get the house done, then that's going to be the next priority. The Spanish is already in place. We have the people in place. We just need to start getting the word out that we're able to do more with Spanish. The men's program is being researched right now and will be launched as quickly as we can. But the next priority will be Indianola and working towards opening that clinic.
I'm so excited to hear about that, for what can happen in Indianola. One of the other things that you shared that is really exciting to me is the idea of reaching out to the women's prison facility and offering classes for post-abortive women in Mitchellville.
Yes. That's going to be an interesting process. You know, you go through government hoops and all of that good stuff. So I can't tell you anything other than we've begun the conversation, and hopefully that's going to materialize so that we can offer that. It would be a life-changing experience for those women. And while they're there, they have an opportunity to get some things fixed, not only emotionally and physically and whatever, but spiritually as
that's
well.
Right.
That will be of great benefit to them when they are out. And we just think that's a service that we ought to provide, and hopefully that's something your listeners will pray about. My philosophy is God honors bold prayers, and so we pray them. And so we're praying for things that seem absolutely impossible. We're praying for things that probably some people think are crazy, but God honors crazy faith, and I'm gonna let him work, and I'm gonna watch him work. And when he does, all we're going to be able to say is, look at what God did.
That's right. And What's so cool is that, you know, a lot of crisis pregnancy centers just, you know, the idea of, hey, we're just here, we're surviving, we're getting along. But this is not the mindset of Agape. Agape has a mindset right now, and that's really your leadership, Steve, is that we want to do more than we can even imagine for helping women and serving our community.
I want us as a staff, I want us as a board, I want us as volunteers to always be a little scared and in the good frame of reference. But the minute we become comfortable, we start losing our ministry. The minute we become satisfied, we stop growing. The minute we're just content, we're just not going to be relevant.
That's right.
And so I know there's people that are uncomfortable at times, but guess what? So am I. I don't know how some of this is going to happen, but I don't know, need to know. I just don't need to know, because I know God knows, and he's in charge, and we're going to trust him. We're going to follow him, and he's going to demonstrate his power and do some amazing things. I don't want to be a part of something that's maintaining. I want to be a part of something that's thriving, serving, and growing.
Well, I am really, really happy to be able to have you come on and just share this vision with those who are listening, and it's an exciting thing. And I want to encourage you, if you're listening, we've encouraged you before many, many times to support Agape, not only with your prayers. Maybe you feel led and called by God to go volunteer your time. That would be awesome. The way to start that process is to give a call to the organization. You'd want to ask for Mary Beth.
Yes, she'd for be volunteers.
The one, for volunteers. And the number, again, is 255-0243. Give that call. Ask for Mary Beth. Say, hey, I'm interested in volunteering. What do I got to do? And she'll get you started down the journey of doing something like that. But more than that, maybe this is the time of giving. I think to hear what this vision is, to know that this is a radio station and a radio show that's already committed to this organization, I want to encourage you to just financially dig in and help this organization be able to do some of these things. So the way to give to Agape, how would we do that?
Well, the best thing to do would be to call that number.
255-0243.
Correct. And ask for me, and we'll visit. I mean, we're praying that God will raise up a donor. We're praying that God will raise up a church to help us buy that house. I don't know how that's going to happen, but that's what we're praying. And so the opportunities are there. They're real. But here's another thing. I would love to come to your church and share the message of Agape and share the ministry. And so if we can come visit a missions group or visit your church, we would love to do that. Our goal next year is to be in 100 new churches.
Wow.
And so it's not because of the number. It's because the mission is too valuable for people not to know about, and the message needs to be shared. And so our goal is to expose Agape to as many people as possible in churches.
Again, I want you to reach out to Agape if you're interested in supporting them financially. If you want to hear Steve share more about their vision, the number is 515-255-0243. That's 515-255-0243. Steve Siemens, thank you so much for your leadership at Agape, and thank you for coming on FaithWorks Live, brother.
Thank you for having me. I would love to do it again sometime, but I'm going to have to practice my hello at the beginning.
Take care. God bless.